Tens of thousands of people have filed by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI's body as it lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica. Many of the first viewers on Monday were tourists, pilgrims, or Romans who lined up near St. Peter's Square before dawn. The Vatican said that by the time the first day's viewing had ended Monday evening, some 65,000 people had filed past the retired pontiff's body in the basilica. 12 hours of viewing were scheduled for each of Tuesday and Wednesday before Thursday morning's funeral will be held and led by Pope Francis in the square. There are almost a 500,000 American Indian Catholics in the United States. 2023 will be a pivotal year for Indigenous child welfare on both sides of the border. Two cases could establish who has the right to decide what's best for Indigenous kids in North America. The highest courts in Canada and the United States are expected to decide child welfare cases this year that could have far-reaching implications for Indigenous rights on both sides of the border. In Brackeen v. Holland, the U.S. Supreme Court will decide the future of the Indian Child Welfare Act, and in the Attorney General of Quebec et al. Versus Attorney General of Canada et al., the Supreme Court of Canada will rule on the constitutionality of the federal government's Indigenous child welfare legislation, Bill C-92. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.